Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. We have 22 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, so lots to talk about today. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect from this morning through this afternoon. That means winds 20 to 34 knots, nautical miles per hour, are possible. Today, overall, in our marine weather forecast, south winds 20 to 25 knots, gusting to 30. Wind waves from the south, 5 feet at 6 seconds, and southwest swells, 4 feet at 18 seconds apart. Patchy drizzle in the morning and rain later on in the forecast. And today, I'm going to be sharing more with you from my time aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Elm, which arrived in Astoria on Monday. We're going to be hearing the story of someone who has attained a special honor of Master Cutterman. We'll find out what that means, but that's in just a minute. Right now, let's hear about our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 8 inbounders, 10 in our Astoria anchorages, including one ship at the port of Astoria, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Advance, arriving from Japan, headed for our Astoria anchorage. She's going to be going upriver to Portland to pick up soda ash. She probably arrived in the anchorage about 5:30 a.m. The Daiwan Brave is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage today. She's going upriver to the port of Vancouver to pick up copper concentrate. She'll arrive in Astoria's anchorage about 7:30 this morning. The Jules Point is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She's, I think, bringing in cement, and she will pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland around 6:30 p.m. The Sun Ruby is arriving from Seattle, headed for Longview to pick up logs. She'll pass Astoria around 1 p.m. and arrive in Longview at about 4:30 p.m. And I'm going to stop there with the ship schedule. You can find today's ship schedule on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net. I want to have time to share with you this interview with this person who is a master cutterman. Now, there was a person on board the Elm on Monday when I got to travel aboard who was honored for special service in the Coast Guard, Chief Warrant Officer Clifford Mooneyham. Recently, he had 20 years' worth of time spent at sea on 10 different Coast Guard cutters. Now, you may be aware of the fact that Coast Guard people get transferred around from place to place every few years. And there can be all sorts of different roles for people. It's unusual for a person to spend all that time at sea, but he really wanted to and has had a great career. So here's a story of a person who fell in love with the sea at an early age and remained there. Here's my chat with him. You've done something pretty extraordinary. Can you tell us about it?
Well, out of 30 years of Coast Guard service, I've done what a lot of people, I would like to think, aspire to do, and I've spent 20 years of that service at sea on a Coast Guard cutter, ship 110 feet or larger.
So how many cutters have you worked on?
Sorry, I gotta think about it. 10. 10 of them. I've been on the eastern seaboard from Maryland all the way out to the Lesser Antilles, across to the eastern side of Central America, the entire Gulf of Alaska, and back up the eastern seaboard. On the western seaboard, I've been all the way up to the Arctic Circle, all the way out to Japan, down to Hawaii, and further south to the second latitude, and back up the entire western seaboard, or the eastern Pacific.
So did you intend to do that, or did it end up being that way?
Originally, no, and then I fell in love with the sea, and I fell in love with the ships, and I just haven't been back on the beach doing a job there since.
Well, so what is your role on this ship?
I'm the engineer officer on board the ship, so I'm responsible for the entire engineering plant. I manage the people that keep the plant running, just make sure that everything is like it should be.
So you're one of those people that chose the below decks life rather than the...
Yes, ma'am. Definitely below decks. Usually I don't see the light of day. Standing watching everything is in a dark engine room. But I've taken myself outside of that, and when I aspired to become a master cutterman, once I realized that those years were going to line up, I looked at it and I thought to myself, how can you be a master cutterman without gaining the highest and the most qualifications that you can? So with that, what I did on this boat, and the captain afforded me the opportunity, was to become qualified as an underway officer of the deck, running the deck in the con, actually navigating, piloting the ship. So there's not very many engineers that do that, especially warrant engineers, the rate that I am.
So you would do it again?
Yes, ma'am. All over again.
Wow.
Sure would.
So you've been in 30 years?
Been in the Coast Guard 30 years. Yes, sir.
Now, how'd you initially get interested in this?
When I first thought about joining the Coast Guard, I didn't have any idea what the Coast Guard was all about. But I came to the conclusion when I was in high school in Columbia, South Carolina, I wanted to be a game warden for the state of South Carolina. And state law enforcement won't let you carry a gun until you're 21 years old. So I didn't want to go to college. So I chose through, I don't know how I found out about the Coast Guard, but somehow I did. And I chose to come into the Coast Guard. Was going to do 4 years in the Coast Guard and then be a game warden for South Carolina. And I haven't turned around and looked back since.
And that was Master Cutterman, Warrant Officer Clifford Mooneyham, about 20 years at sea in the Coast Guard. And I asked him what he was going to do after he left the Coast Guard, and he said that he'd been going to Classic Community College maritime courses here and had earned his captain's license and able seaman certificate, and he was going to pursue maybe being a crew member on a ferry or something. So he's not done with the sea yet, even after 20 years. And so just a very interesting, you know, I find in the time I've done the ship report now for probably going on 17 years, and the people who stay at sea, they really do fall in love with the sea, that romance of the sea, the term of having salt water in your blood. There are some people it just affects that way. And this guy was clearly just still, after 20 years, really, really enjoying his work. And that was lovely to see. And that other voice that you heard asking questions was Daily Astorian reporter Edward Stratton, who was along on that trip too. And so it's always fun to be with another great reporter like Ed, who asks good questions as well. So, and some of the noises, one of the things that I love about this interview also is we were on the bridge, which is a relatively quiet place on a ship. It's that way on purpose because it needs to be quiet so people can think and pay attention and make crucial decisions. But still, there's a hum from the ship's engines and all the equipment there. Those noises that you heard that sort of cropped up out of nowhere were alarms that were going off to let people know that various things to pay attention to. And so it's just very interesting. When you go walk around below decks on a ship, often you are the noise rises, noise level rises the closer you get to the engine room. And so there's always this sort of hum, sort of rumble from the ship's engines that can pervade the entire ship. And it is least noticeable on the bridge, but still you can hear it in the background of this recording that there was that, you know, just kind of vibration. And when I went to sea in 2010 on board a cargo ship, cabin that I was in was way up, just one deck below the bridge, and still there was so much vibration that it was almost like you could felt like you were being shaken when you sat. I sat on my bunk. Everything was vibrating in the ship. But anyway, people get used to that. It is a factor in fatigue. And so mariners have to be careful to get enough rest when they're on board so that they don't get kind of lulled into falling asleep by that sort of white noise, the background noise and vibration of the ship's engines. But at any rate, congratulations to Master Cutterman Mooneyham for 20 years at sea and probably more as he goes on through his 30-year career in the Coast Guard and beyond as a civilian when he retires soon. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.